Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Ace, Alex Cardinale Entertainment Network, with your host, the crazy Alex Cardinale, from Springfield, Massachusetts. You can expect the unexpected on The Ace Network. Now, on to today's show.
Keep it lively and authentic. My name is Alex Cardinale, and I am the crazy Italian that runs The Ace. Welcome back, listeners, to the Ace Network. It's glad to have the Ace Network back. This is going to be a very fun show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ace Network is going to air at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Mountain, and 3 p.m. Pacific. Now, the Ace Network is going to broadcast at least two or three times a week, and it's going to be a live show. The Ace Network is always going to be live. Now, I'm not sure what dates or days that I'm going to be on the air, but I'm definitely going to try being on the air at least once, twice, or three times a week, because this show is actually one of my more funner shows to do, because I do a fish-keeping show, which is more informal. So here on Ace Network, I'm going to have a more exciting and interactive talk show that I'm going to do, where I can talk about cooking, WWE, and talk show stuff, as I do informal and helpful fish podcast on the aquatic wetline. So here on Ace, it's going to be a whole different podcast style as I come to you in a personable and funny fashion. So that's just a little bit about the Ace Network. We're going to be on air weekly at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Mountain, and 3 p.m. Pacific time. So this is going to be a good listen for you to have with your dinner. If you listen to my show at dinner time, you're probably going to enjoy it while you have your dinner. Now, like I said earlier, all of my shows are going to be live. They're going to be live right at 6 p.m. So you are more than welcome to call in and discuss the topic of the night. I always appreciate callers. Our call-in number is 646-668-8419. The guest call-in number for Ace Network, again, is 646-668-8419. Now, Ace is under the free account, which means that I can only be on the air live for 30 minutes. Now, after the 30-minute mark, I go into recording, and I get to record for 15 extra minutes. Unfortunately, the recording mode is not able to be listened to live. So what happens is if I go into recording, people will not be able to hear me talk past the 30-minute mark. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to re-click the episode, re-listen, and fast-forward to the 30-minute mark and beyond, and you'll be able to hear the recording mode. That's if you're listening live. If you're listening to an archived episode, then you're fine. You'll be able to hear the entire show. But if you are a live listener like today, then you're going to have to replay the show back and then fast-forward it to the 30-minute mark and beyond. All right, but once I get a good following and a good audience and a good amount of listeners, I'm going to go premium, which will allow me to do half-hour, 45-minute, hour, two-hour live shows. But first, I want to get the Ace Network back in place, and I also want to get a good following again. Now, a lot of people are going to ask me, what does Ace stand for? Well, ACE stands for Alex Cardinale Entertainment. Now, in my mind, I would say Alex Cardinale Excellence, but I'll just go with Alex Cardinale Entertainment because my goal is not to provide excellence. It's to provide entertainment. So I'm going to do my best to inform you, entertain you, and keep you well occupied while you listen to my podcast. Now, what does Ace Network mean to me? Well, it means a lot because I get to show my real personality over the internet on a podcast, something that I would never have guessed would be possible maybe 10 years ago. Look how fast times have changed. Within 10 years, we've got podcasts, we've got good websites like Facebook and Twitter. So a lot of things are happening, and I'm happy to be a part of this generation, and I cannot wait to share my point of view as a 23-year-old living in today's generation, and I'm going to be able to do that through the ACE Network. I'm going to get to have fun with you, my listeners, and you're going to get to have fun with me. So that's just a quick start for today's show. Now, here's what's planned for today's show. I'm going to talk about what is planned for the ACE Network. I'm going to talk about why the ACE Network was created. I'm going to tell you my promise to you, the listeners. I'm going to talk about the shows that ACE Network will broadcast. And then to make things fun for my WWE fans, I'm going to do a Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live, also TLC pay-per-view review. I'm going to have Today in History, and also I'm going to play some Christmas music, because believe it or not, Christmas is right around the corner. So that's what's going to happen on today's show. Let's get started. Now, I'll start today's show by discussing what is planned for ACE Network. The first thing I have planned for this new network is interesting, fun shows. I want to do shows that are unorthodox, unique, interesting, but I also want them to be fun. While tonight's first episode of the ACE Network may not be fun, but it's just the introduction, all the preceding and following episodes will at least have a little bit of fun to them. So I want to do fun shows that I know that my listeners are going to love. Next, plan for the ACE Network is special guest. I want to interview guests that listeners can love and relate to. Firefighters, police officers, chefs, politicians, sports, actors, wrestlers, possibly. That would be a good dream if I could get wrestlers on the show. And things like that. You know, like people that have talk shows on television and even some of the more popular podcasts, they have a fantastic guest. Well, I would like to get a fantastic guest every now and then here on the ACE Network. I also would like to do some more live on location broadcast. I'd like to broadcast live from a restaurant, live from an event, live from some sort of extravaganza. I think the live on location broadcasts are actually very exciting. I have done them for my fish keeping podcast, Aquatic Wetline, and it always been successful. So hopefully I can incorporate some into the ACE Network. My next plan for the ACE Network is to form a bond with my listening audience. I want you to feel like you're my friend. I want to form a nice friendship with you. So I'm going to do that by giveaways. Occasionally here on the ACE Network, we're going to have a giveaway. We're going to have listener interaction shows, and we're going to have a lot of fun. I also plan to play some other people's radio shows here on ACE Network. So I plan on doing syndicated radio shows here on ACE Network. Now, if you are a fellow Blog Talk Radio host or a fellow podcaster and you want your show to be played here on ACE Network, please contact me on Facebook, Alex Cardinelli, or email me at AliceGoYankeesCardinelli19@gmail.com. Because when I cannot air live, I can simply air your show and you'll get all the listeners for that particular episode. Now, also planned for the ACE Network is me, the real Alex Cardinelli. As I said earlier in our show, in the past, I give out information on the Chef Cardinelli Cooking Show, my old network, American Variety Network, and Aquatic Wetline. And in those shows, I've always been serious. But I am aiming to be funny and show my personality on this show. So those are some of the plans for ACE Network, and I'm pretty sure as time goes on and as we grow, there will be new plans for the ACE Network. Now, I want to talk about why I created the Alex Cardinelli Entertainment, a.k.a. Ace Network. Some of you may remember this, but this may be new to others. I created the Ace Network in 2015. Last year, I was doing three different accounts here on Blog Talk Radio, or three different podcasts. I had Aquatic Wetline, the Alex Cardinelli Show, and a cooking show called Chef Cardinelli Cooking Show. A good friend of mine by the name of James Jones, who is also a very knowledgeable man when it comes to social media, recommended to me, hey, you should do a network. That way you can combine all of your shows and do them on an each daily basis. So one day would be a fish podcast, the next day a cooking podcast, so on and so forth. So I took his advice and I came up with the name Ace Network, and I started in 2015. We started out well, but then gradually I noticed that there was a decline in listeners, and then also there was fellow podcasters that were attacking me on the Ace Network, so I decided that, well, I'm going to retire the Ace Network and try doing my network under a new name, which was American Variety Network, and then I got finished with American Variety Network because I noticed that also there was more people picking on my podcast, so I retired American Variety Network, and I returned to Aquatic Wetline, and thus far, that has been the most successful. But truth be told, I actually like the name Ace Network, and I actually love Ace Network, so that's why we're here. I created and I relaunched Ace Network because I want this to be a fun show. I want this to be a hobby. I don't want this show to be a job like the Aquatic Wetline is. I want to have fun. I want to talk about what I like, and I want my listeners to have a lot of fun as they listen to this show as well. So basically, I created the Ace Network to get away from the work that I do for Aquatic Wetline and have a lot of fun with my listeners. And the Ace Network right now only takes me about 30 minutes to do, so I'm really excited about that. And I hope that you guys are going to be happy for this show. I invite all of you to be a loyal listener to my show. Those of you who are listening to my show right now, please follow me here on Blog Talk Radio. Click the follow button on my episode page, or even on this episode, you'll see a follow button. You will get emails when I'm on the air next, and you'll be able to hear my shows live. Please listen to my show, because I value people that spend the time listening to my show. I know it sounds corny, but it really does, because without listeners, I'm basically just talking to myself, and I want Ace Network to be successful this time around, and if I want it, I'm going to make it happen. So that is why Ace Network was created. Now, here are some shows that are planned for Ace Network. I've got a lot of series planned for this network. A lot of them are probably going to be fun, and I think a lot of them you're going to like. Now, I cannot get away from cooking shows. I've tried, but I always got that itch. So I'm going to do a fun cooking show, and the name of this cooking show that's going to take place here on Ace Network is called Cooking and Baking with the Fat Guy. And the name of it, again, is Cooking and Baking with the Fat Guy. And that's me. I'm going to be the fat guy, and I'm going to teach you how to cook and how to bake like a fat guy. That should be a very, very fun show. Another show that I'm going to do here on Ace Network is a show called Alex's Twisted Comedy, where I'll show you my sick sense of comedy and also my hilarious sense of comedy. So if you like comedy, this show may be for you, the Alex's Twisted Comedy here on Ace Network. I'm also going to do a music show, because as of recently, I have discovered that I do like music, because I listen to music when I have free time, and some music is actually great. Some music actually makes you want to hear more and more. So we're going to have a music break here on Ace Network. I'm still going to do my show, Lunch with Alex Cardinelli. Ace Network has taken over Lunch with Alex Cardinelli, and that'll begin airing again in 2017. This time, Lunch with Alex Cardinelli will air at 3 p.m. instead of 1 p.m. Now, it's going to be a fun show that I'm going to do that's called Roast with Crazy Alex. This is going to be where I actually will roast people. I'm not going to insult them. I'm just going to roast celebrities and things like that for fun. Now, I'm going to have a sports show. I'm going to talk about baseball, football, hockey, and all different kinds of sports. The name of the sports show is Touchdown Sports. Now, for all my WWE fans out there, I'm going to have a wrestling podcast. The name of this podcast is quite simple. It's going to be Wrestling the Podcast. And I hope that you guys will listen to that show and enjoy it, because the wrestling shows are always going to be fun. And that series will start in 2016, this last month. There will be live on location episodes, possibly. There will be some other wonderful episodes of Ace Network. So most of these series are going to be starting in 2017. The series that are going to be starting in 2017 are Lunch with Alex Cardinelli, Roast with Crazy Alex, Touchdown Sports, and the Live on the Location broadcast episodes. Starting in 2016 is Cooking and Baking with the Fat Guy, Alex's Twisted Comedy, and Wrestling the Podcast will start this month, and it'll finish 2016. So those are some of the series here on Ace Network you can look forward to. Now, Christmas is here. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody. And you better bet your ass that Ace Network is going to be doing some Christmas shows. So here are some Christmas shows for Christmas 2016. Tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern, I have a very special Christmas music show. And this Christmas music show is not for anyone under the age of 18, because this is a naughty Christmas music show, and it takes place tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Central Mountain, and 3 p.m. Pacific. So the naughty Christmas music song featuring Frosty the Pervert and many other songs takes place tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Mountain, and 3 p.m. Pacific. I also will have a regular kid-friendly Christmas music show coming up in the week before Christmas. I've got Christmas dessert recipes on Cooking with the Fat Guy starting this Saturday. I've got Christmas cookie recipes shows that I'm going to be giving out cookie recipes. I have a Christmas cooking recipe show where I'm giving out some awesome cooking recipes for Christmas. And also, I'll be doing a show on Christmas shopping tips. Now, those are all the holiday shows planned for Ace Network. Here is my promise to the listeners. There's going to be at least two or three shows a week. I'll make sure that I provide at least two or three new episodes a week for my audience. I will make each show. All right? I'm going to make each show, and I'm going to make it happy, and I will be on time. Unless there is an emergency, there is no reason why I will not be on the air for Ace Network. I'm going to guarantee it. I'll be here for every show. Now, I will try my best to have a good show and make you happy. And finally, I want to make Ace Network a show that you're going to love. And finally, because I don't want to bore you to death the whole show, you can find Ace Network on social media. You can find our Facebook page, Ace Network with Alex Cardinelli. Please hit like on that page. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Blueberry, and now you can find us on TuneIn Radio, Ace Network. All right. So that's all of the information for the Ace Network. Hopefully I did not bore you to death. We're going to go ahead and take our commercial break, which is going to be Today in History for December 8th and two Christmas songs featuring Dominic the Donkey and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. After that, it'll probably be 2 minutes left before the show ends live, and I'm going to be going into recording. So if you're listening live right now, don't get frustrated or disappointed. Just listen to the show again around 6:45-ish. Then the show will be archived and you can listen. So here we go. When we come back, WWE Raw and SmackDown review and much more.
Today in history. Today is Thursday, December 8th, the 343rd day of 2016. There are 23 days left in the year. Today's highlight in history. On December 8, 1941, the United States entered World War II as Congress declared war against Imperial Japan, a day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. On this date. In 1765, Eli Whitney, inventor of the cotton gin, was born in Westboro, Massachusetts. In 1854, Pope Pius IX proclaimed the Catholic dogma of the Immaculate Conception, which holds that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was free of original sin from the moment of her own conception. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln issued his proclamation of amnesty and reconstruction for the South. In 1914, Watch Your Step, the first musical revue to feature a score composed entirely by Irving Berlin, opened in New York. In 1940, the Chicago Bears defeated the Washington Redskins, 73-0, in the NFL Championship game, which was carried on network radio for the first time by the Mutual Broadcasting System. The announcer was Red Barber. In 1949, the Chinese nationalist government moved from the Chinese mainland to Formosa as the communists pressed their attacks. In 1972, a United Airlines Boeing 737 crashed while attempting to land at Chicago Midway Airport, killing 43 of the 61 people on board, as well as two people on the ground. Among the dead were Dorothy Hunt, wife of Watergate conspirator E. Howard Hunt, U.S. Representative George W. Collins and CBS News correspondent Michelle Clark. In 1980, rock star John Lennon was shot to death outside his New York City apartment building by an apparently deranged fan. In 1982, a man demanding an end to nuclear weapons held the Washington Monument hostage, threatening to blow it up with explosives he claimed were inside a van. After a 10-hour standoff, Norman D. Meyer was shot dead by police. It turned out there were no explosives. 10 years ago, a gunman went on a rampage inside a downtown Chicago law firm specializing in intellectual property and patents, killing three people before being shot dead by police. The House Ethics Committee concluded that Republican lawmakers and aides had failed for a decade to protect male pages from sexual overtures by former Florida Congressman Mark Foley, but that they had broken no rules and should not be punished. Former San Francisco Giants shortstop Jose Uribe, 47, was killed in a car crash in his native Dominican Republic. 1 year ago, China declared its first ever red smog alert as poisonous air quality forced the government to close schools, order motorists off the road and shut down factories in and around Beijing. Thought for today, so long as governments set the example of killing their enemies, private individuals will occasionally kill theirs. Elbert Hubbard, American author, 1856-1915. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all the ACE Network listeners. Alex Cardinale will be back to discuss Today in History tomorrow. Don't forget that tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, it's Naughty Christmas Music Time. Now let's hear some great Christmas classic music in Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey, la la la, la 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 la, la la la, la 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 the ski and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louie and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. And he even understands. Kumaras and kumbaras do they dance a da da dum. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings you chuchareel. Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La la la.
Welcome back to the relaunch of the ACE Network. Tonight we celebrate our relaunch, and I just gave out some information on the ACE Network. And before we finish the show, I would like to recap the WWE Monday Night Raw, WWE SmackDown, and a little bit of WWE TLC for all of my wrestling fans out there. And I have to say thank you to all the wrestling fans for staying patient and listening to a majority of the show to get to where we are right now for our WWE chat. Now, I'll start with the TLC recap. TLC started with a tag team championship match for the SmackDown brand. It had the tag team champions Heath Slater and Rhino take on the Wyatt family in Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton. And shockingly, Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton won the tag team titles. I think that Wyatt and Orton are going to hold the titles until probably Royal Rumble or Elimination Chamber, and that'll be the point where Randy Orton turns on Bray Wyatt, and then they're going to have a program at WrestleMania 33. That's how I see it laying out, because I think the WWE is seeking long-term plans for Wyatt and Orton, and it started at TLC, the final pay-per-view of 2016 for SmackDown Live. Shockingly enough, Alexa Bliss defeated Becky Lynch for the Women's Championship on SmackDown. That actually was a good shocker. I actually do not like Alexa Bliss, and I feel that Becky deserved a longer title run. The Miz retained against Dolph Ziggler, which is not shocking, because The Miz and Ziggler have been tossing the Intercontinental title around like a hot potato. What other match was there? I'm trying to remember. Tag teams, titles, Intercontinental, Women's Champion. All I remember the rest is the main event, and that was, Nikki Bella and Carmella. Nikki Bella defeated Carmella. And in the main event, there was AJ Styles versus Dean Ambrose in a TLC match. And shockingly, James Ellsworth turned heel and cost Dean Ambrose the title and allowed AJ Styles to win. So that was shocking, but I guess the right thing to do was to turn James Ellsworth heel. To be honest with you, I think TLC could have done a lot better. I was disappointed at it because I thought that The Undertaker was going to come out and chokeslam AJ Styles to get their program started for the Royal Rumble. There is still time because we're not even at the end of December yet. We still got a couple weeks before 2016 ends, but I think that would have been the perfect time to set up that feud. Anyway, I would give TLC a B+. Now, Monday Night Raw starts off with Seth Rollins challenging Triple H to come out, but Triple H is nowhere to be found. And this tells me one or two things. They're going to start the feud at the Royal Rumble, or they're just going to do the feud at Royal Rumble and then he'll face someone else at WrestleMania. Only time will tell. Also, it was announced that Seth Rollins will face Chris Jericho at WWE Roadblock, end of the line. Also, Roman Reigns defeated Chris Jericho on the show. And it looks like Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens' friendship is no more. And the last thing I remember about Monday Night Raw is that Charlotte slapped Ric Flair and attacked Sasha Banks. Now, for SmackDown Live, AJ Styles was supposed to defend his WWE Championship against James Ellsworth, but the match didn't happen because I guess AJ Styles is injured. So instead, we've got Dean Ambrose versus The Miz for the Intercontinental title as the main event. And, of course, The Miz won, once again, by having James Ellsworth cost Dean Ambrose the match. So this week, WWE wasn't that great. I mean, some people may have enjoyed Raw and SmackDown Live, but I think that more creativity should have went into it. It was okay. It was not the worst, but it could have been better. But anyways, coming up next week on WWE and USA Network, it's WWE Week. Monday starts off with Raw. Next Tuesday, SmackDown. Wednesday's Tribute to the Troops, which is a program the WWE puts off to pay back to all our troops out there. And that's a good idea for a podcast. Maybe this year we'll do some sort of a tribute to the troops here on Ace Network. And then there's a couple of Rock movies on Tuesday as well. So that's WWE Week starting next week. Well, that's going to wrap up our first show. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to the relaunch of the Ace Network. We're going to have a lot of fun in the future. I invite you to be a listener of the ACE Network. Stick with me through my beginnings and stay with me when I succeed, because I promise you the ACE Network is only beginning, and we are going to grow and grow and grow. So, ladies and gentlemen, the fun starts tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern as I play naughty Christmas music, and then after that, it's all fun from here on out. I leave you tonight with a pleasant adieu, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your night. Thank you for listening, and happy Thursday night. Have a good Friday at work tomorrow. Keep it lively and authentic, everyone. Today's podcast belongs to the ACE Network, Alex Cardinale Entertainment Network. It may not be reused, redistributed without permission from Alex Cardinale himself. This podcast was recorded live from the Springfield, Massachusetts studio and ACE Network.